course, it is election season. It is also in Raleigh court season with a number of lawsuits still going through, four of them, in fact, challenging some of the proposed constitutional amendments that are going to be on the ballot, also challenging some of the laws that were passed by the General Assembly in special session last month that affect what will actually be appearing on the ballot, namely party affiliation for some judicial candidates. But in the meantime, while all of those are still going through the court system, a drive to get people registered to vote and get out the vote for Election Day is already well underway. And we are joined now in the studio by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP and has come wearing a giant register to vote button because it's that time of year. How are you?
I'm good. Great. Yeah, it is that time of year. Also, you know, a lot of people don't realize if you moved, you really need to update your registration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that gets a lot of people caught up. Now, you can do same-day registration if you do it during early voting.
Yep.
But other than that, you really need to make sure, if you think you're registered, you need to make sure you're registered at your current address.
Mm-hmm.
And then early voting is the only time you can do same-day registration. And you will need an ID for same-day registration. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to have a photo, but it needs to have your current name and address on it. So it could be a utility bill, a bank statement. And voter registration cutoff is October 12th.
Yep.
So we're,
and that's for voting on Election Day,
that's
right?
That's for voting on Election Day, right. You can register, you know, at any time. But if you want to vote in this midterm election...
Which you do,
which we, again, talked about last week. If you want to defeat hate, defeat what's going on, the real way to do that is by voting. So if you think you're registered, but you're not sure because you may not have voted in a while, you can actually go online and find out, and you can see what your status is. I always hesitate to give websites over the air.
Is it just the State Board of Elections website?
But,
is
right,
that the one? Yeah.
Right, right. So voter registration, so VR
mm-hmm.
dot NC BE dot gov. So it's, if you think about voter registration, North Carolina Board of Elections will get you there.
Yep.
And put your name in and it'll tell you not only if you're an active registered voter, but it'll tell you what precinct you're in. It'll
mm-hmm.
tell you what your current voting place is. So lots of information and pretty easy to do, really
yep.
very easy to do.
And if you're listening out there and you have already forgotten that website, you can just go to Google and do a search for North Carolina Board of Elections.
Right.
That site will come right up, and there
yep.
should be a pretty easy link to look up your voter registration.
Yep.
So they try to make it user-friendly, but it's good. So everyone should be doing that. Everyone should be getting registered to vote, and everyone should be celebrating because we've got early voting on Sunday this year
for the first time. We really have to applaud our Orange County Board of Elections members who were pro-Sunday voting because they've been arguing for this for... I've been in Chapel Hill 5 years, so
mm-hmm.
I know at least... for a long time. And so we were successful. There's a new ruling. Some people might say, you know, what's newsworthy about this? One of the new rules that the legislature passed is that decisions have to be unanimous.
Mm-hmm.
So there's members of both parties on the Board of Elections, so they have to unanimously agree. If they can't, then it goes to the State Board of Elections. And so Orange County was in that position of not being able to agree on early voting. And so it went to the State Board of Elections this past Sunday and in Winston-Salem, and we prevailed. So great.
Yeah.
great.
So we'll have Sunday voting. It was noteworthy, I think, too, because there is that rule that each county board has to come to a unanimous decision. And then if it doesn't, it goes to the state board, and they have to decide. The state board ended up having to decide for, I think, 15 counties,
yes.
something like that, including
yes.
Orange and Wake.
Yes.
But there were 85 counties where they actually did bipartisan board of elections. They actually sat down and figured it out. So
that is good news.
There is bipartisanship
that
still
is
where
good news.
People can sit down and reach an agreement.
That is good news.
So speaking with Anna Richards, here in the studio, Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, part of the North Carolina NAACP, which is a party on one of those lawsuits that we've been talking about, on four of the constitutional amendments. And correct me if I'm wrong, kind of the rationale behind mm-hmm. it is that the description that's going to, or the question that's going to appear on the ballot is so far removed from what the actual amendment will do that there's a constitutional violation there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, the legislature, in its never-ending efforts to deny voters open, fair, free elections, decided to change its own adopted procedure in terms of how these amendments would be worded, and decided on wording that is it's difficult in reading the wording to know what you're voting for.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what was the basis of the suit. There was a hearing today, no ruling yet, but hearing today, and the NAACP is part of those who are challenging this in mm-hmm. the courts, which is unfortunately the last bastion of weapon. And as we've seen, if we take a look at voter ID for one, that has already been to court.
Mm-hmm.
And so having lost in the courts, now the legislature decides they are going to put it on the ballot. And by the way, you don't need an ID to buy groceries.
Yeah. So there's one of those, and the voter ID thing is one. The income tax cap is another, which if it passes will have a significant effect. And then there's those two, which I think both the NAACP and Governor Cooper are challenging, that take power away from the governor's office. And there's at least one of those two, I know, where the question that appears on the ballot is a really accurate description of what part one of the amendment
yeah.
will do. And
yeah.
then there's this part two and part three
yes.
of the amendment that
yes.
isn't even mentioned that in the question
that
does a significant amount more than part one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the legislature anticipates that they may lose their supermajority in the election. And so in their effort to control the legislature, even if they lose the election, have put in this constitutional amendment that, again, part one sounds pretty good.
Fine.
I mean,
yeah.
fine.
Nothing
you'd
wrong
say,
with it.
Sure,
yeah.
I support that.
Right.
But two and three strip the governor of power. He's a puppet, a figurehead, really, without the ability to govern.
Which means, and kind of moving away from the lawsuit and the hearings that took place today, when it comes to actually getting people out to the polls and voting, mm-hmm. it's not just getting people out to the polls and voting, it's also voter education. So at least when people go to the polls, they know, when I'm voting on this constitutional amendment, here's what it's actually going to do.
And so our efforts really are three parts. First is registration.
Mm-hmm.
Second is education. And particularly on these six amendments, you can get caught up in them. We're labeled our campaign Nix the Six, and so makes it pretty easy just to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And then participation. So if people getting out to vote. And so it's really an ongoing effort. We're on our way over to the Carborough Night Out tonight to be there to register folks. And we've got some information on the amendments as well.
And that's at Town Commons tonight at what time? 5, 6?
6 o'clock.
I saw this
I
a second ago.
It Hang starts
5:30 to 8:30.
5:30.
Yeah.
Okay, I know I'm going there directly from here, so I'm.
Yep.
I know I'll be there earlier than it actually starts. So
yeah.
5:30.
All right.
So
for Carborough residents, head to Town Commons, National Night Out. You can get registered to vote. It's going to be a good event anyway, over and above that. For people who want to get involved in the mobilization effort, getting people registered, getting people educated, getting people out to the polls and voting, what's step one? How should people get involved?
So step one, they can go to our website. There are a lot of people working on this. They can go to our website and contact our political action committee, which there's a link there on the website. Just click it. It'll take you right to our political action chair, and we can get you involved. Now, as far as tonight, you don't have to be a resident of Carborough for us to give you a voter, register you to vote tonight. It could be anybody in North Carolina. We can register. There'll be another event. There's the Back to School Bash at Rena Community Center on Saturday. We'll have folks there registering people, as well as the following weekend at Hargraves Community Center. So there's going to be people everywhere, you know. And if you, again, if you can't make one of those events, you can also click on our website, Political Action, and say, I want to get registered to vote. And I, trust me, someone will get with you and get you registered. So we want everybody who wants to vote to be able to vote.
Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com is the website. Go there and find out more about upcoming events and how you can get involved. And again, reminder, if you want to check your voter registration and make sure you're registered at your correct current address, just get online and do a Google search for North Carolina Board of Elections. That page will come right up, and there's an easy link where you can do that. Anna Richards, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.